the richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them think them things go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, yeah. But when them think them things go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, yeah. Dead, dead, dead. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to run people like. But a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think them things go the people way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think them things go another way, one day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Countries in the world, what do they do for the people? Look at America, they're so called best. I'm clueless where the money went.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. Kingdom of God, Queendom of God, that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, the way to peace, truth, justice, and righteousness through obedience to the Almighty Father Allah and the Almighty Mother Allah. Now we're going to move to the Quran. All one knowledge, all coming from the one universe, all coming from the oneness of the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, acting in unison and consort, acting in total union to produce all that we see. So in the Quran, we left off last time dealing with Abraham, dealing with chapter 6, verse 85, running down all the children of Abraham, as in reality, reflections of your and my attributes, the attributes that are within ourselves that are to be used to foster total unity among the human family. Prophet Muhammad instituted Islam as a unifying power to unify all, no matter what you called yourself, no matter who you were, religion, politics, ethnicity, race, class, gender, all were to be united under Islam, which is freedom, justice, equality, peace through obedience to the Most High, no matter what name you use. In this case, Allah is used and Allah is used. And so we got down to the part in verse 85 where it says, and thus do we reward those who do good to others. And so we talked about doing good. We talked about doing righteousness and doing justice and doing truth and creating the civilization. See, this is the day and time that the youth and the babies must be prepared to usher in the new civilization. How to do it? By going back to Africa, going back to that ancient knowledge and wisdom and understanding. And you who claim Islam, we must begin to teach that Islam is Africa. Africa gave us Islam, and Islam is another language that describes that African knowledge and wisdom and understanding and African science and African civilization. So when those modern day Muslims who misunderstand and go back into Africa and desecrate African symbols and African religious symbols and destroy sisters and brothers who practice African religion, you're destroying your root. And let me prove it. Now, we talk Allah as one, and we should, and they say Allah is He, and that's fine. But here we hear that it says in verse 85, and thus do we reward those who do good. Who is the we acting as Allah? Well, in your Islamic phrase, we hear Ashhadu illah ilaha ill Allah. You hear illah and you hear Allah. Illah is the mother. Allah is the father. Illah and Allah act as total one. You know the Quran speaks all the time of masculine and feminine acting as one. All of the attributes of the Most High are masculine and feminine. You have a masculine form of wisdom and you have a feminine form of wisdom. You have a masculine form of light and you have a feminine form of light. All of the, 99 attributes of Allah are seen as masculine and feminine. And so the we is Allah and the we is Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of our mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. So Allah is the we. And so we know that we are many. We know that we are diverse, but we are now acting under the umbrella of Allah and acting under the laws of truth, justice, and righteousness of Allah, which is the, from the Islamic perspective, Allah is the universe. Allah is mathematics. Allah is sun, moon, star. Allah is all of the creation. You study the creation to understand Allah. And we study ourselves to understand Allah. So Allah is we, and we are Allah. No other way to explain it. Deal with it. So when we go back to Africa and hear Amen the father, Amenet the mother, or we hear Ra as the father and Ra'it as the mother, these are the various attributes and characteristics of the Most High Father and Mother acting as one and giving birth to all these diverse attributes and characteristics, not to be used to remain divided, but to be used to get back to the oneness of the universe and the oneness of truth. And so moving to verse 86, it says, and Zacharias and John and Jesus and Elias, each one of them was of the righteous. And so these are the further children of Abraham, and Abraham represents the spirit of the Almighty Father, that the spirit of the Almighty Father wants to see the children united, wants to see the human family united, wants to see all of us striving for unity and striving to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness as one human family. That is the desire of the Most High Almighty Father, that Abraham exhibited that attribute and that mentality. So, Sunni Muslim, Shia Muslim, Sufi Muslim. And we don't stop there. We say Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Zoroaster. We're all divided. Black, brown, red, yellow, and white. All divided. Men and women, boy and girl, male and female, divided. And so Abraham is saying, we claim to be the children of Abraham, but why are we divided? So we look at these attributes. We look at these names of the children of Abraham and go into the definitions so that we may understand something of ourselves. Now, what is Zacharias? Zacharias, if you start with the Greek, you get Zacharias, and in the Greek, the definition found under the number 2197 on the Greek side, remembered of Jehovah. But the root is in Hebrew. Hebrew language, African Hebrew language, is the root of the Greek language. You find the root here, Hebrew side, 2148, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, Zechariah. In the definition, Jehovah remembers. Jehovah remembers. Now, Jehovah, or Yahweh, Yahuwah, or Yahweh, 3068, the existing one, existing, living life, the principle and power and characteristic of the universe as life for all, the cause of all life is life. So Yahweh, Yahuwah, and then you have a root, I believe, 1926. Let me see if I can find it right quick. Let me see if I can find that root right quick. 1961. That word is Hayah. And that word has to do with to be and become and exist and happen. And that is rooted in 1933, Hava, which is to fall. Because in the birth process, the mother would line her uterus, vaginal tract, womb, to the earth and gravity, sitting in a birth stool, not laying on a bed, legs up, uterus up, womb up, vaginal tract up, fighting gravity, but sitting in a birth stool on a birthing chair, so that the child may be pulled down by gravity, and gravity help the birthing process, and the child falling down into gravity out of the womb. So this science of birth, Hava, to become, to exist, to happen, going back to 1961, Hava or Haya, to become, to be, to exist. And then going to Jehovah, the existing one. And then going to Yah, 3050, Jah, Jehovah, in a shortened form, coming from Yah, coming from Jehovah, Yahuwah, Yah, Yahuwah, coming all the way back to Zechariah, which is where we get Zacharias, but in the African Hebrew, Zechariah, Yahweh, Jehovah, remembers. So life remembers. Existing remembers. The power of life remembers. We must go into our Yah, go into our Yahuwah, and remember that we are from existing, from living, and that we must live life, that we must stand for life. We must remember that we are a part of Yahuwah. And when we understand that, we are a part of Yahuwah, then we can understand that we are Christ and that we are a part of Yahuwah, and we have been all the while with Yahuwah, Yahuwah, as Yahuwah, Yahuwah went about this whole magnificent creation. And when we understand that all of us are characteristics and attributes and talents coming from Yahuwah, Yahuwah the Almighty, and that Yahuwah, Yahuwah gave birth to us that we may express Yahuwah, Yahuwah in this earth realm, physical realm. When we remember all of that, then we, with the power of Most High Yahuwah, Yahuwah, when we understand all of that and understand Yahuwah, Yahuwah remembers you, remembers me, remembers us, remembers Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5, that in the beginning, before the beginning, before we were consummated, formed in the womb of our mothers, before consummation, we had relationship with Yahuwah, Yahuwah, with Allah, Allah, with Amen, Amenet, with Ptah, with Noon, with the Most High, no matter what word we use. In those eternal times past, we already knew the Most High. So Yahuwah remembers you and me and us, and we remember Yahuwah. And we remember that power, and with that power, we heal ourselves and heal the universe. Zechariah, the next name here is John. And let me hit the word John. These are the children of Abraham, and these are the attributes that are within us, within you, and within me. Let me see. Now I'm trying to find John, sisters and brothers. Oh, man, come on. I got to find John. I got to find John. I know John in the Africa. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. John. I'm going through the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. 2491. Ioannis. 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 Greek side, 2491, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Jehovah is a gracious giver. Jehovah. See, Jehovah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahweh is the gracious giver. Off the base of it, existing one is the gracious giver. The wicked ruling class and ruling families, they take, they destroy. And so Yahuwah, Yahuwah is the giver, the gracious giver. So we go to the African Hebrew, which is found under the number 3110. 3110. Yochanan. 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 And this is defined as Jehovah has graced. And we go to the root here. Yehoh. Kanan, Jehovah has graced. And we want to go into the word grace. 2603, Kanan, to be gracious, to show favor and pity, to show favor and be gracious and be pitied, to have mercy on, to show favor and consideration, to be loathsome. You see, we sisters and brothers, in the eyes of the wicked ruling class, are loathsome. They hate us. They loathe us. They want to kill and destroy us. So we need grace. We need pity. We need favor of the Most High. We need to be considered by the Most High. We need to be considered by Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Yahweh. We need to be considered by life. Existing, the science of being and living and existing, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother giving birth to us, the cause to cause our existence. And so the wicked ruling class want to destroy us, so we are in need of the power of Yahuwah, Yahuwah, that power of life and existing to come into our lives that we may benefit from pity, benefit from favor, benefit from consideration, benefit from graciousness. Continuing with this word grace is rooted in another word, 2583, kana, defined as decline, incline, encamp, bend down, lay siege against. So the Most High is inclining to us and laying siege to the wicked ruling class and encamping around about the wicked ruling class that we may get the benefit of the favor and the grace. It has to do with pitching a tent to encamp. The Most High is pitching a tent down to us, coming down to us, declining, meaning descending down to us, inclining, meaning leaning to us, that we may have the benefit of this grace. And we're back to 2603, which is Canaan, and the word grace and favor. Because in this system of death, hell, and destruction, we do not have the grace and favor of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So now the Most High comes down and lays camp, encamps and encompasses and lays siege to the earth, life breaking in to the power of death and obliterating death and surrounding death and destroying death, so that we may have the benefit of grace and life. What's the next name here? Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Eosus, which is a combination of Jupiter and Zeus, the power of Yahushua in the Greek language under those names, Jupiter and Zeus. But going to the Hebrew, Yahushua, health, wealth, and prosperity to the masses of the people, and deliverance and liberty from oppressor and oppression. Yahshua is the feminine, and Yahushua is the masculine. And these masculine and feminine power of the Most High coming into ourselves and into the universe, we tap into health, wealth, and prosperity, and tap into the power of liberty and deliverance, and we become Yahushua. We become Yahshua, and we deliver ourselves from all oppression and warn ourselves of the vengeance of the Most High on the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, and warn ourselves of the Most High would take vengeance on us if we continue to follow after the wicked. That's Yahushua within yourself, within myself, within ourselves. The next word is Elias. Let's hit that word and continue to see the attributes of the Most High within ourselves. We start with the Greek, Elias, 2243. My God is Jehovah. We go to the African Hebrew root, and we get 452, Eliyah. Eliyah, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. My God is Jehovah, or Yah, who is God, or Yah is God. And Yah is the short form of Jehovah, Jehovah, Yehovah, Yahweh, which is defined as that scientific, powerful word existing and living, the existing one and living one. So we can say living is my God, or my God is living, and living is my God. The highest reality is life and existing. And the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, Yahweh, caused existing. And existing caused existing. And living gave birth to living. And existing gave birth to living. And no life, no existence without Father and Mother. So Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh as having the attribute of begetting and conceiving, because there is no existence, no living without Father begetting and Mother conceiving. So Yahweh is the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. And then the word God is El. And let me try to get back to that word El right quick. And El is 410 Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And you see El in Samuel. And you see El in Raphael. And you see El in Israel, and you see El in Elohim, and Elohim is gods and goddesses. It comes out as a masculine word, but defined as gods and goddesses, because we're dealing with a masculine attribute of strength and mighty. So El is strength and mighty. Mighty men, men of rank, mighty heroes. But we know that this strength is in masculine and feminine. Therefore, Elohim is gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. And this strength is in not only men, but women. This strength is not only in masculine, but in feminine. All of us acting on masculine and feminine polarity to give birth to truth, justice, and righteousness. So, God, God-like one, mighty one, mighty men, men of rank, mighty heroes, angels, God, a false god or a demon, imaginations, but God, the one true God, Jehovah, mighty things in nature, strength and power. So we're looking at strength in the universe, strength in creation, strength in the human being, strength in the angels. And the angels represent the universe and represent the elemental table and represent you and me as being part and parcel of the universe and endowed with the minerals of the elemental table in ourselves. We are made of minerals and resources, and the elemental table, the base elements, and all the elemental table, and made of the universe and minerals and resources. Now, this word El is rooted in 352 Ayil, which is the ram as food, the ram as sacrifice, the ram. The skin dyed in red for the tabernacle, the pillar, the doorposts, the jambs, the pilaster. Let me see this word pilaster. This word is defined as a rectangular column projecting from a wall. Now I'm saying ram. Looking at this ram definition, because we're going to be going back into the zodiac when we come back after this next break. And so the El is the ram, or the Ayil is the ram. And it describes our strength, the strength that is seen as a masculine attribute characteristic, but is seen in all facets of the universe and creation, and seen in male and female. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari Selassie people.